Sabbath says Rashi, of how he looks at things, between whether it's a penalty payment or due deserts, when your ox calls maliciously, what's that discussion? We're just looking at the Shitta. The Shitta summarizes very basic Rashi's opinion very nicely. If you look in the Shitta, the Shitta Rebbe says on your page, I think it's the second, the new one, yeah. The new one is the first one, yeah. So, the old text has more than what I'm going to quote. I'm going to cut out a few lines as we go along, just to make it clear. The Shitta I'm going to read is like this. Near, the manza of a palga nezik is mamona. If you hold that gore oxes, you deservedly have to pay when it gores maliciously.
Half,
you know. You're paying that, any payment you're paying, and you happen to pay half. That half payment that you're paying is deserved. Lami Karen, lo havi orche, it's considered Karen, fine, but it's, even so, even if it's deserved, it's not orche. It's not something which is normal. It's not something that's common. Ella tzibtiki. So what is the mark locus? I missed out a bit of a line. So what is the mark locus between the manza omo who says it's a penalty or it's deserved? If everyone agrees, it's not common event, so why they argue? Why is one saying it's a penalty and one saying it is deserved? If it's not common, make up your mind. And to think, what's the mark locus? The manza omo can ask, if you hold it's a penalty, lo havi klau orche. It's not at all common. It's way off. Penalty. Why? Because it's not bechlau orche. It's not something I can even imagine.
That
allows the orche
to be very wide.
Ah, havi. The manza omo says, when it goes, you pay and it deserves. Even though it's not common, havi orche kastas. It's, I can hear. I can fathom it a bit. It's not a common event, but it does happen. Mishum dekstas lavoche. I missed that bit lines there. Mishum dekstas lavoche, and because it's not classic, it's not the classic common event. Chas rachmonale. That's why the Torah wanted to give him a dispensation. Even though he deserves to pay, but since it's not a common event like a home damaging or fire damaging, so we want to have a bit of rachmanus on you. Torah has a bit of rachmanus on you. To favor Shein Beregel more than Shein Beregel, where you get no rachmanus, you pay the whole amount. Ulu today, and comes out a chiddush according to him, according to the Mazda Omer, that you deserve to pay. When it's gores maliciously, because you can fathom it. In a case where it's way off the wall, and no one would, an event happens, no one would ever conceive that this would happen, according to him, you have a cat who eats tarnigol. Tarnagoli, he eats a big fat chicken. That's way off. Never think such a thing. Potter, according to him, then your tuck will be potter from pain.
And no kanas.
No kanas, no nothing, you don't pay. Because there's no such thing, according to him, there's no such thing as penalties. You only have to pay when you deserve. Even when the ox gores maliciously, you pay because you deserve. Because you can hear, it can happen, you should have looked after it because you can hear. We give you a bit of a dispensation because it's not common, like consuming of Shein Beregel, that's why you get business, but you deserve to pay because you should have predicted that this may happen. So you deserve to pay. Only half dispensation. But an event that happens that's way off, you got ever fathom or predict it, then according to this one, you won't pay at all.
Can I ask a question? If an animal should be guarded, you were negligent, but then the animal went into this way off damage. You were negligent in the gardening, but are you potter because it's so...
Yeah, you are potter, you're just touching on the sugar of the loss of the sheep, huh?
So for the owners.
Okay, so that's a sugar in itself. Okay. But the other day, it's an owner's when it's way off, according to this mandoma, and therefore, you are not going to be obligated for that. So according to Rashi, everyone agrees, this event of goring is not common. The whole discussion is it's way off, or I can tackle it. But it's definitely not common, and definitely it's not the same as a fire and a hole. And therefore, by fire and hole, there's nothing to discuss. There's no dispensation over that, for sure you pay the whole lot. That's how Rashi learns. Okay. Tosis, we've got a problem. If you go back to Tosis says, and we're going to try and understand Tosis today. Tosis, by asking over this, the third line of Tosis. Mefarsh Rebbe Natan, beginning of the lines of Mefarsh, of the second Tosis. Second Tosis, Shechem, third line. Hail my base, second Tosis Shechem, third line of that Tosis, beginning of the line of Mefarsh Rebbe Natan. Natan explains, Mu'ta Mitzchiloso, what does it Mu'ta Mitzchiloso mean? Something you have to pay for sure, from even the first time events, like the fires. That means a fire, you pay first time it causes damage, because dark and acid, because it's a normal common event. Mashe came when it goes. The subshaw bechestishima kana. It's not common at all because normally an ox, even if we leave it with the gate open, it's not going to gore something, it's not going to maliciously damage anything. So when it happens, whoa, that's haftarah, a surprise. Mazda Bhagan is the custom. That's all according to the Mazda Omo who says you pay penalty. Because it's a surprise. The Mazda Omo, Atra Bakaran, Mazda Omo in our studio, who says, no, of course you have to pay. And it's the most likely one you pay when there's ox gores, more than fire. Hainu, because he holds, the Mazda Omo Bhagan is in the moment, because he holds that ox goring, he deserves to pay. It's not a penalty. Why? Shadaka Lahasik. Because it's a common event. It's as common as a fire. And it's as common as an ox, as a whole. Ox goring, as common as those two. So therefore, since it's as common, of course, it's worse than them, because it's malicious. Therefore, you're for sure going to pay by there, more than any other case. So Tosfos seems to be telling us, not like Rashi. He seems to say, this month on the whole, excuse wise, this is a very common occurrence, just like a fire would, you would understand, and a whole would understand, would cause damage. This is equally as common as that. Not like Rashi and the Shita which we just learned, that there's no such month on the. That's how Tosfos learned, it's very common. We had the problem. If so, why do you give him a special dispensation? If it's as common as a fire, and it's as normal as a fire to damage, you don't give dispensation by a fire, but you do give by him. Why give him a dispensation? That was our big question on Tosis. So how are we going to understand Tosis? So let us get back to the famous Chekina that we've touched on quite a few times. And try and use that maybe to understand what's going on over here. Why does somebody pay when he himself doesn't damage, but his items, his moment damages? His hole damages, his fire damages, his ox damages. Why does he pay? What are the two options that explain why he pays? He can damage. Either negligence. Which will always be up now saying, that's Rashi. Yeah, because you have to look after it. You're not looking after it. You're negligent. So pay because you're negligent. Okay. What's the other way of looking and explaining why you're fired when you yourself didn't do it? what's the other side of the coin, which we bet and forgot about really most of the time because we never used it much. It's not an onus. Onus is just a general rule on all these things.
We say Mamoni is like a person himself.
Ah, the other side of the coin is in fact your Mammon, or what you create, is you. Just as you can't, well, your hand damages, you say, well, it's not me. Of course it is, it's you, it's your hand. So when your money damages, or what you create damages, it's also you yourself damaging. You damage through your animal, through your hole, through your fire that you created. So you're fine. Okay. Now, according to that way of learning, which you said was actually Tosis, going back a long way, we said that was actually Shiva's Tosis. In two places already seen that, seems what Tosis has been going about. Go with that understanding, not the negligence way. No, it's a section of you. It's you yourself. So, under what circumstances would you ever be released from pain? Your damages, your fire damages, your home damages. According to this, it's you damaging. So when don't you pay under these circumstances? When won't you pay if your fire damages under certain circumstances, or your whole damages under certain circumstances, or your off damages under certain circumstances? When won't you? It's always you. It's always you damaging. So when won't you have to pay?
There's such a thing as
onus. Ah. So we would think the only occasion under this way of learning would be if an onus happens. So then you've got the general throughout Kula, onus Rahmana, Patre, your onus, what can you do? Tosi onus, a fire was lit, an unusual hurricane winds came along, no one suspected it coming, blew the fire and made the damage, and it wouldn't have created damage unless it had the hurricane. Okay, totally onus over there. It's me, the fire is me, but the onus, because of the hurricane. Oh, I think I'm off the hook. Only onus. Every other scenario which is not onus, of course you have to pay. But we've got a big problem. Got a big problem with such a thing. Because later on, there's a Mishnah, Baba Kama, that says, it's annoying over there, that says, you've got an ox, it's your mon, and it damages. But only damages after you did a certain level of protection. You put protection up against that animal, you lock the door, you close the door, you close the door, the ox shouldn't really get out. Oh, you did a certain level of protection, and then you get that, you're off the hook, so two of the Tanoim at least, you're off the hook, for baby. The Gemara describes the protection of closing that door, and then getting out, not as an onus, as it describes it as, well, you did something over there, you did what we call smira tuchusa. You did, okay, you did a person guarding, it's not the best type of one. You did that. That's it. And the Gemara says, these two don't say, you're off the hook, because they learned it from Pesukim, then that's good enough. As long as you do this level of Shmida, even though you realize it's not the greatest thing, you're off the hook. According to what we're saying, that you, it's always you, and the only source onus. You can't call this an onus when you put such a protection up and it gets out. That's not an onus. Onus would be if you put up steel door, bolts, everything like that, and it gets out, an alarm system, and then there will be guns shooting at it if it gets past a certain level. Okay, that's an onus. It's still the engines up. It's a surprise. But otherwise, it's a sense of protection, but it's not noticed. So, according to what you're saying, everything's always an exception. And should always be kind of less honest. So why are you off the hook over there? Why are you off the hook? Well, most of Feinstein's that's now asked this question. Why are you off the hook? It's always you. You can only come up with the card's owners. This is not honest. It's not good as an honest. Why are you off the hook? So we see from here that there's an additional factor. In order for your money or what you create to be an extension, it has to be connected to you. That's what extension means. My arm is naturally connected to me. My arm is naturally connected to me. Baruch Hashem. My animal is not naturally connected to me, it's halakhically connected to me as if it's my arm. But how do you make the halakhic connection? How do you do it? So we see from this, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, to make a halakhic connection, you have to have a certain level of predictability. A certain level, you should realize, a certain level of predictability of maybe it happening that this item of mine will cause damage. That level, whenever you hit it, will make it connected now to you. You hit that level, now up. Certain level of predictability, that now connects the item to you as if it's you. That whatever that event happens is now you. So now that Hakdama, we can go back to understand Tosis. What's Tosis then? He's arguing with Seers. When the ox gores, he said it's normal. What do you mean? The Gemara says it's not normal. The Gemara says we give a dispensation because it's not so normal. You say it's normal? Doesn't make sense. How do you say it's normal? So the answer to that, Tosis is not disagreeing with Metzius. He agrees totally with Rashi and the Shulchan Aruch that the person who says that, you know what, you deserve the pain, holds it's not as normal as a fire to damage. He agrees it's not as normal as a fire to damage, not as normal as the hole to damage. But it's, you can predict it. You can predict it to a certain level. You can see it happening. Says Tosis, the man who says you deserve to pay is because once you can predict it, then it's connected to you. And now that anything happens, it's you that's doing it. It's you that's doing it. The predictability level enables the connection to happen. It's not subjective, it's Chazal. Chazal say that we see this event as a certain level of event could happen. Is that, the discussion now is in Tosis, is that level enough to make it connected to you? And according to the Manta Omo says, Mama, he says that level of predictability means it's now connected to you, and now you're going to be achrai for any event that happens through that ox. So Mamela, Tosis explaining our sugya is going like that Manta Omo. Why? Rashi says it can't go like that Manta Omo. Don't know where that Manta Omo is. Tosis says it's that Manta Omo holds Momon. He deserves the pain. Because Tosis says, once you tell me that it's connected to you, it's reached that level of predictability that connects it to you. Once it reaches that level, does it really now, let me ask you a question, does it really make it now a difference if a fire is more predictable? If a hole is more predictable? If the level which you have to reach is 25% predictability, yeah, if that's the level to make it connected, and like, does it come? Let me ask a question. A ox boring is 26% predictable. A fire causing damage is 60% predictability. Does it make, do we say that a fire is now more logically more your responsibility or not, according to this logic? If the only reason why we're using predictability is to connect it to you, if 25 makes it connected, is there now any minor that this is 26 but this is 70? Does 70 have a mind over 26?
No.
He said, no. Because the one wants 25% is his, that's connected. And therefore, why are you now hired to pay? Not because of predictability that you're hired to pay. Predictability makes you connected. But why are you hired to pay? Because once you're connected, right now you're hired, it's connected. 25% is connected. This ox is now connected to me because 25 is 26%. Why are you now hired to pay?
Because it's you. Right now.
Because it's you. Now, once it's me, and it eats, or once it's me, and it maliciously damages, which is the worst, Mazik? If it's now me, 26% is already me. Okay, so now we've got two animals which are already me. Two animals which are already me. You've got an animal which gnaws is already me, and you've got an animal which eats is already me. Because both of them are over 25. Now, which one is the worst damager now? The one that's malicious, or the one that's doing it because he wants to have some enjoyment? Which one is the worst damager in the eyes of the Torah, that if this is, he's doing something that deserves a real punishment? Which one deserves more punishment? Some of it. Let's talk in human terms. If you had a lawyer here, you'd understand it. Something comes in front of the court. This guy killed maliciously. Another guy comes in front of the court and says, this guy killed, not maliciously, he had good alternative motives. Yeah, he's getting revenge. This guy targeted something nasty to him. Which one is considered more of a danger to society, more of deserving a punishment, and therefore gets a higher punishment? Which of the two guys will get the higher punishment?
Why is
that one will get who?
The
one's malicious. So therefore, once you've got the 25%, that connects. Now we forget it, they're both connected. Now we just have to look at them and see which one deserves more of a punishment. For payment, he says, is always for the punishment. The one that's malicious and has no other reason, he deserves much more of a punishment than the one which has some sort of excuses. So therefore the Kenan, who is malicious damager, is a much worse, it's obvious you pay for him. For sure, he's much bigger damager than an animal that consumes. So that's who starts with Manta Omer, who says, Kenan or Tifa! Of course you pay for Kenan! It's a more of a mazik! It's more deserving of earnest! It's not as predictable as the one that eats. Doesn't matter. Predictability doesn't describe its onus. Predictability just describes its connection. Once you've got the connection, what describes its onus is how bad the nazik is it. That is Tosis.
That's the question that comes. Why
heart?
Why
heart? Why heart? Because the Torah has Rahmanus on him, because it's 25-6%. In Rahmanus, Rahmanus, Torah says, you deserve to pay. It's a more of a damager, correct? Deserves more of an onus. But in Hilchus Rahmanus, we got to go back to the Meister. This is 26%, this is 70%. We want to give you a bit of dispensation for the first three times. In Hilchus Rahmanus, we look at 26% being lower than 70%. So Tosis and Rashi are not arguing with Sius. They're arguing solely what's the reason, the famous machlokus. What's the reasoning behind why you're paying? It's because of negligence, and of course, the more predictable, the more negligent you are. If you're only 25%, of course you're less negligent than 70%. Of course everyone's going to agree, Karen is not as negligent as shame. Of course! That can't be the machlokus in our Gemara, because our Gemara is saying there's some reason why you pay Karen more than shame. It can't be any of these mandamas, because everyone agrees Karen is less negligent, because only 26%. And it's worse, it's negligent, 70% is much worse in Hilchot negligence. Whereas Joseph says, you're not paying because of negligence, you're paying because it's you. What makes you 25%? Makes you. What is you? We decide which is the worst damager. Worst damager, the malicious one. Has no drive or reasoning to make him damage. He just damages for the sole hana of causing damage, causing someone to lose something for no other reason. Which we describe as the makeup of what caring is. So let's now point out another slight issue in the Gemara. So we read already to the two dots on Vav Amud Aleph, and the Gemara, he said, concluded that really you can just write two of them in the Torah called Ba, the owner of the Ba is chayv if his whole damages, and Keren, you're chayv if your animal maliciously damages something. Write those two. You don't need to write really the others. I can work out the others are chayv. Kol Shekein, they're going to be chayv. Once those two are chayv, the others are going to be chayv. So why do you write the others? Because the Gemara says you write the others just to tell me that each one has a special halacha, which doesn't apply to the other. Now, we'll go and say like this. Well, let's go. Let's read it in the Gemara. It's easier to take one. So cut the question. Read it in the Gemara. Hey on the base. Hey on the base. Beginning of the line is kasiv ninu. Yeah, halfway down. So just three words before in the previous line it says my hilchos kasiv ninu. So why are you writing it? You can learn everything from two of them. Why are you writing them? So one of the hilchos. The Torah's writing on, because each one has a special halacha which doesn't apply to the others. Now let's see the special halacha. Keren. What's the special halacha? Well, the Khalid ben Tam Lamud. Keren is telling me that there is the first three cases, there's a dispensation. If I didn't write it, I think you have to pay 100%. Comes along the special postman that says you're off the hook for the first three times. Shane the Regal, what's the special reason of Shane the Regal's written? What's there? What's special about it? The Potter Mishra Zom, there's a dispensation for it happening. Mishra Zom, you're off the hook. Doesn't apply to anything else, but here it does. Bar, what's the special thing about Bar, huh? Lift the bar to Kalim. Then you're off the hook if it's Kalim. Someone's bar's getting damaged in the bar, you're off the hook. Off the hook. Aye, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev on this day, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree. Rabbi Yehuda holds you still have to pay if your bar damages. So why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, does it write it? The bar, lift the bar's other up, because he does agree that you are off the hook in if you kill a person. If you kill a person, if it's less than 10, the whole, and he kills someone, you're off the hook. So even Rabbi Yehuda, there's a special case, you're off the hook. Also, why are you telling me your odds on this chayv? I can work it out. Oh, la chayv ba'arba tabar. It's come to tell me what you would. No, I think you only pay one payment. If you are odds on who my damage is, no, you pay four payments, not one. Oh, I wouldn't know that. Aish, why do you write fire? Because it's got dispensation, which doesn't have by anyone else. Lift of us the tomen. That's if it consumes something, and inside that haystack, there happens to be someone's purse. You don't have to pay for the purse, because it's hidden and special possession. Also, hidden things on what a fire consumes your off-dog doesn't apply by any other Muslim special dispensation. Rabbi Yehuda, the Machayev and this examination, what are you going to do with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with that. Rabbi Yehuda says you are chayev on the purse inside. So where do you write fire? Where's the dispensation? Where's the dispensation? Lassu Mai, so you tell me why, but Esh Lassu Mai, why it's written fire? Lassu Lichuchu Nehra Vesichuchu Avonot. To tell me that fire is going to be also applicable when it singes stones. Now, out of all the examples of the reasoning why it's written on all these cases, there's one that stands out like a sore thumb. Which is the one that stands out like a sore thumb? Rabbi Yosef, do you say it's the last one that stands out like a sore thumb? What's special about the last one that is, oh, this is a fool? What's special about it?
I wouldn't have thought it would be better. If it's in stone, the sun's above the wall, then suppose it's considered damaged. Why would it say, why would it have a hammer that it's not part of the damage?
Ah, very good. Let's read Rabbi Yosef's test. If you notice, all of the well, it's going through all the cases, why this is it, why this is written, it always comes up with, it's off the hook in this case. It's off the hook in that case. It's off the hook in this case. Also, Mamazik, Itaka says, you're on the hook, but you're on the hook for, oh, you're on the hook for four things. So therefore, they're always coming up with examples where it's as it is, technically saying you're off the hook, also you're fine, the extra things which you don't think. There's one case, which I don't understand, fire of Rabbi Huta. Fire, why? Who do you remember does the right fire? Well, to tell you, you're on the hook to pay, how many damage, how much do you pay? Four things or one thing? One. Hold on, look, that's not telling me anything. Don't need to write it. Don't forget, don't write fire. I know it from, write everything else, I'll know that fire damages you have to pay. That's how it started. I don't, only write two of them. And you know everything else happens, you have to pay. The whole thing happens, you pay. So all the answers are no, because the R case is the way you're off the hook. Or the R case is a case where you have to pay three times, four times, times of payments. But in the fire case, you're saying, the reason why it's written fire is going to Rabbi Yehuda is to tell me you're on the hook to pay one payment for the damage. Hold on, I don't need you. Don't write it. I know you have to pay damage if the fire damages without being written. So, what's the answer over there? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is fire written? Why is it written? It's not telling a dispensation, it's not adding anything, more payments. It's just saying the regular old thing, when it damages, you pay. So don't, that is not a reason to write it. So why write it? So we look at Rashi. Rashi answers it. Question is, what does Rashi mean? The top Rashi on Bava Mavav. Rashi on Lichuchu Nira. She Lichuchu Ha'ish. Charisha Shoshachabem. So if it licks, it's like fire licking. The fire licks the harishas of the something made them thousands fields, and the fire which Reuven lit spread, and it licks that field which is thousands. Or it's singed somebody's stones. Chayv, you have to pay. You damage, you have to pay. But avonim shach losh and sizzle. When you talk about stones being singed, you say the loss of sikhsuch, that's how you describe it. So, nisif on the gamri, it wasn't totally consumed, it's got scorched. Shesachachu, v'nitachu, eish behem, it connected a bit the fire, so it's only got scorched. Sikhsuchu ma'at, kudom minon, gabe, pegimas, sakin, musuchetas. A similar loss we see by knife, which you use for shechita, and the knife is slightly blemished. Blemished! So the stones are blemished by the fire. Sizzle. Lots. So let's do a bit of say something. The gummy. It's not totally. It's slightly blemished. Long because of Aish. And therefore, now Rashi says, and that's the reason, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Torahite Aish. Lechaivu Bahani. To tell you, Chayv in this, these cases. To ask along, because there's a special posit, to tell me you're chayv in these cases. Ozodah, there's extra words, Ozodah, in the posit of fire. Lo shamina mahanet, you would not know this from the other damages. From a bar, telling me you pay for a bar damaging, telling me you pay for your ox damaging, telling me you're paying for other damaging, I would not know, I would know you're chayv when you're fire damages, but to tell me that the fire damages in such a fashion, I would not know. Because high milsa, why? Why wouldn't you know this? Yeah, you damaged it. Hey, why wouldn't you know this? High milsa, the chayav, the dovah she'ena royal. Because this is an example of being obligated to pay, even although the fire was not royal, though. The fire was not fitting to do such a thing. Why? Because this is not the main fire. Now, Rashi is addressing our problem. What are you doing? My fire. You damage your pay. What's the special chiddush on that? No, here it is. This fashion is a chiddush. It scorches the wall, chiddush your pay. You would not know that from the other damages. Why would you know from the other damages? Because it's damaging in a fashion she'ein royal law. What do you mean by ein royal law? She'ein ikir eish bekach. What do those words mean? What does it mean that it's not royal law? It's not the main fire. What does that mean? I can translate the word, but what does it mean?
It's not consuming. It's not doing its main function in life, which is to consume things. He is not consuming it at all.
It's the beginning.
It doesn't.
You can't consume it. If I have a wall which is burnt, I'd be pretty upset about it. As far as I'm concerned, it's damaged. If the wall's still there and I'm not going to fall down, I'd be pretty upset about it. Very good thing.
Look at that youth on the top. In the third Tosis, down, Yudom the Talis. Third Tosis? Okay. Not the whole Tosis. Go down to the beginning of the line, Vashar. Everyone's got to the beginning of the line, Vashar? Go to the end of the line, Yeshlom. Okay. Yeshlom. Lichukun Nira, when it scorches the earth, your fire. Tachayev, your chayev. Afishen Ruginus, Shetazik Esh, Nirva Vonim Klau. It's not a common event at all that the fire should scorch stones or should scorch the fields. It's not common. And you're still chayev. Mashayin came before. Mashayin came when you have a hole. The bathers were used that has less than 10. Potter memisa. You're potter for paying if that person dies. Why? Given day regain the service. Because it's not normal to kill. And that's why you're potter. So what's special about fire, which doesn't apply by bar, is by bar you're actually off the hook for events which are not normal to happen. You're off the hook by bar. But by fire, you have to pay even for events which are abnormal. It's not common. Shouldn't do this. It did it. It shouldn't do this. That's the abnormal. A bar that kills somebody is only free to bock and deep. No, it's designed to free to bock and kills his tucker off the hook. Shouldn't do this. That's why you don't have to pay. But a fire shouldn't really scorch stones. But, so you should be off the hook? No, you can't. That's the chiddush. I would not know that from Bob. That's how Tosfos learns us to get.
If I've got a fire here, and I've got a haystack over there, and the fire travels along the cloud field, it's going to damage it's pretty obvious that you should hire me for the haystack. I've got to burn the haystack, I'm hired for it. So why aren't I? Why now? Reveals that the fact that fire is
travelling
across the cloud field.
Okay, so let's ask a Matthias question. You've still got 3 minutes. Okay, we'll ask a Matthias question. Okay, so I understand what Tosis is saying. So it shouldn't have happened. And then it should be off the hook. Oh, you're chayavina. What do you mean it shouldn't happen? Quite obvious that it should happen. Rabbi Yosef says it's quite obvious that the fire blackens things. Yeah, as you saw, people have fire in a building, even if it's not in their house. The smoke, the doors open, the smoke blackens everything in the person's house if there's no fire. So what do you mean? It's not common. It's very common. So the question we've asked at the beginning of Shir. It's very common. This is the other way around. This is a very common event. You say this is not common. The opposite of what we said at the beginning of this year. By ox, it's out of the fire. Very common. It's not common. What do you mean? Okay. Tosfos also, if we look back at Gimel on the Dalet, when explaining why you're off the hook when a person dies in a bar that's less than 10, he doesn't say because it shouldn't happen. In fact, it's Rashi who says over there the reason why you're off the hook when a person dies in a hole that's less than 10, which we like to give on the other. Rashi says because it shouldn't happen. Tosfos doesn't say that's the reason. He holds that even it shouldn't happen, you still have to pay. He has to come up with different reasons. This happens, should happen. Tosis has posted himself, and it's not true. So what's Pshat? So we'll say it in one word, what Pshat is. And Pekitsa, Mr. Wellings, was spot on. We'll explain it a bit. Fire naturally damages in how? What's its natural way of damaging? And when it burns, what does it do?
Eat it out.
Okay. It consumes. What does consuming do to the fire? But why does it make it bigger?
There's more fuel.
Ah, so the natural way fire works is to attack something and become part of it. You know, I'm going to convert you to be me. All-empowering fire overcomes, and you're now fuel for me, and you make me bigger. You're now part of me. That's how fire damages. That's the classic fire in the Torah. Now we got a fire that hits a wall. What can it do to the wall? Can it do the same thing to the wall? Can it convert the wall into fire? Can it convert the wall into fuel? Can it do that? No. It can't do that. All it can do is, you can stay like you are, but you're not going to be left unblemished. You're going to have my mark. I can make my mark on you, but I can't convert you into fire. Yeah, it's very good again to Kirif. Yeah. So, then what the Gemara is saying by us, that's completely different from every other mazik. All other mazik, you have the classic mazik. In order to qualify for bang, you have to follow the rules of the classic mazik. Soldiers of the Av have to be following exactly to chunas and nefesh of the Av. Exact rules. If it's off, it's not a Tolder, it's on fire. Fire, there's an exception. You have an event that takes place and it damages not in the same way as its classic fashion. It doesn't consume, doesn't turn into fire, it just makes its mark. It should be not fire that you pay. That's not the classic fire. It's not even a torture because it's not doing the same way as the other. Never let it fire, because there's the cost. And that you couldn't learn from the other others, and that's why you need a special postage, and that's why the postage is written. And without that, we'll. Okay, this is Sam on Shabbos. We'll do a bit of Chazorah. We'll see a little Tosfos, Machadish Tosfos, something.